Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting third. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Rocco moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbein who is chasing the ball. Curtwright reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Curtwright scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cullenbein. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schalk applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kurtwright who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-1 in the game. Schluter hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kurtwright. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rocco moves to third. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocco scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodgin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Peters strikes out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 2 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Curtwright strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hockett. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich bunts for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to third. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Dickshott reaches third base with a triple. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Johnny Dickshott. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgson is walked intentionally. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Curtwright is walked intentionally. Hodgson moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Hodgson moves to third. Curtwright moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.